This is Daily Orthodox Scriptures for Kids with Father Alexis Corey. We're glad you're with us for this journey.
Welcome. I'm Father Alexis, and we are going to be reading through the Bible together. And I've got some friends that will be helping us. So let's get started. Starting a new chapter today with episode 560, and Peter from British Columbia in Canada. Let's check in with Peter. Hey Peter, it's good to see you.
Good to see you.
So how have you been, Peter?
Good.
Yeah? Well, very good. How old are you now?
10.
10 years old. That's great. You like being 10?
I do.
What have you been doing for fun lately?
Swimming, playing Mario Kart, playing Minecraft, watching Afmal, she's a YouTuber, and biking.
You like to bike?
But yesterday I fell off my bike.
You did? Did you get hurt?
Yeah, but luckily I didn't bleed.
Okay.
One knee that's acting up, that's all.
Were you wearing a helmet?
Yep.
Good. I always wear a helmet when I ride my bike, just in case. We don't need a bicycle helmet to read the scriptures. So, Peter, what's our chapter?
Matthew chapter 20.
And the verses?
Verses 1 through 16.
Sensational. Let's get started.
For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. Now when he had agreed with the laborers for a denarius a day, he sent them into the vineyard. And he went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and said to them, "You also go into the vineyard, and whatever is right I will give you." So they went. Again he went out about the sixth and ninth hour and did likewise. And about the 11th hour he went out and found others standing idle and said to them, "Why have you been standing here idle all day?" They said to him, "Because no one hired us." He said to them, "You also go into the vineyard, and whatever is right you will receive." So when evening had come, the owner of the vineyard said to his steward, "Call the laborers and give them their wages, beginning with the last to the first." And when those came who were hired about the 11th hour, they each received a denarius. But when the first came, they supposed that they would receive more, and they likewise received each a denarius. And when they had received it, they complained against the landowner, saying, "These last men have worked only 1 hour, and you made them equal to us who have borne the burden and the heat of the day." But he answered one of them and said, "Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Take what is yours and go your way. I wish to give to this last and the same as to you. Is it not lawful for me to do what I wish with my own things? Or is your eye evil because I am good? So the last will be first and the first last. For many are called, but few chosen."
Nice job, Peter. Thank you. The parable Jesus tells makes me wonder. Jesus tells a parable about a vineyard owner. A vineyard is a large piece of land with lots of grape vines, mostly for making wine. Well, this vineyard owner needed to hire some people to work at the vineyard, and he told the people that he'd pay them a denarius for working for the day. That was the usual amount for working a full day in the fields. So you could think of it today as something like around $120. So that's what he told them. Work for the day and you get $120. Well, some people came at the end of the day to work, and they only worked for an hour because they came so late. Now, the vineyard owner paid everyone at the end of the day, and he started with the ones who came last and worked the shortest time. And the ones who worked just a little, he paid $120. So the people who worked the whole day thought to themselves that maybe they'd get more because, after all, they worked a lot longer. But he didn't give them any more. They got the same thing, what the vineyard owner told them in the beginning. So the people who worked all day complained and said, "Hey, that's not fair. You should give us more money. If they got $120 for only working an hour, then we should get a lot more. That's only fair." And you know what? That does make sense. But Jesus didn't think so. He's teaching us that God thinks differently than we do. He's reminding us that God wants to save everyone, and he wants everyone in paradise, not just the ones who have been good Christians all their life, but even the ones who turn to God at the last minute. Whenever we repent, choose to live the way God wants us to, the door to paradise is open, even to someone who doesn't seem to deserve it. It may seem unfair, but God's mercy and love is so great, and maybe ours is just not that great. At least, not yet. I'm Father Alexis, and remember, Christ is in our midst.
He is and ever shall be.
You've been listening to Daily Orthodox Scriptures for Kids with Father Alexis Corey. You can always find us at dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. That's dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. This has been a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.